They're only a metre short, long pass above the head of Chisholm, but he manages to reach it. Then it'll go further wide to Addy, who steps inside one, gets the ball away to Wellham. Wellham still going, as Wellham going towards the try line. Wellham's through two tackles, puts the ball down under the black dot, and that's the first try of the game for Bradford. A little bit too easy if you're an Oldham fan, but Wellham and Addy showing their class on that left-hand side. First it was a step from Addy, and then Wellham stepped out of a couple of tackles. He plonks the ball down under the black dot. It's Bradford 4, Oldham 0.
Yeah, I think from that point as well, Chris Wellham should never have got that ball. There's a couple of offloads in the lead-up to that try, which should have been stopped first time. And all it took from Chris Wellham was a strong fend, and there was no one was going to stop him from that far out. He was very determined.
So there we'll feed the scrum. Joe Keyes has got the ball in his hands eventually. O'Brien at the back will pick up, no doubt. Yes, he does, and passes to the left to Chisholm. Chisholm with a quick pass to Wellham, and Wellham just straightens up and goes forward towards the 10-metre line. He's just to the left-hand side of the post, and Bradford still go to the left, pass to Keyes, to Addy. Addy on the outside of his man, far too easy for Bradford. Second try of the game, pretty much in the same carbon copy break area where Wellham started off his first run. And Bradford have certainly highlighted that left-hand side. First time it was Wellham, second try is through Daddy Addy, and Bradford lead by 10 points to nil.
I think what's happened there is they've took one carry in from the scrum, and the Oldham right edge hasn't got around the corner. The forwards haven't filled in the gap from the guys that have made that tackle, and it's just a case of numbers, and it left Tom Alderson in too much space, and rightly so. I just showed him the outside and managed to squeeze it in the corner.
Again, O'Brien will go down the short side. Alderson to Wellham. That's Wellham just strolls in down that far side. That's very, very, it looks very easy, but that's some really serious skill from the back rower there, Tom Alderson. Just drifted to his left-hand side, put the pass straight onto the chest of Chris Wellham, and from 10 metres out, he's going to score the try. His second try of the game, that puts Bradford 16 points to nil up. But that was quality from Alderson.
That's it. He took the ball to the line. He's got defenders interested, and it's a great line from Chris Wellham as well, and he goes straight through untouched. And from that far out, the fullback had no chance.
Yeah, you could just see that coming, couldn't you? That they're almost Oldham would give everything they had in five sets of six to try and break the Bradford defence. They couldn't do so. And then as soon as Bradford have got the ball, they've almost said, well, you've had your go. We'll show you how it's done now.
That's it. I think for Oldham, that's just going to break their will. That you think when you've got five sets on your opponent's line, you'd hope to come away with something. But to come away with nothing, It might deflate them, and now being 16 points down with 15 minutes to go in this first half, I hope it doesn't.
Alderson will get the offload out the back. It wasn't the best, but picked up on the bounce. Keyes will go further wide to Meller. Now Meller will go down that hole that obviously the Sam G injury has left. Meller is in at dummy half, 30 metres away from the line. O'Brien hands the ball on to Crossley. Crossley goes forward a couple of metres before he's brought down. At dummy half is O'Brien, again coming back to this right-hand side to Keyes, gets the pass away to Meller, now to Williams. Williams has got support from Jay Pitt. That's a really good, clever try from Bradford. It's survival of the fittest, I'm afraid, rugby league, and Oldham a man down, the left centre's down for them, and Bradford have scored the try in exactly that position that he was left. It was good play from them. Williams made the break. He probably could have scored himself, but he played the percentages. He had Jay Pitts on his inside, and he drew the fullback and passed it to him, and Bradford scored their fourth try of the game. Their lead, 20 points to nil.
Yeah, they showed no mercy there. They've noticed that the left centre's in back play injured, and that's where they've attacked. And a very, very smart move as well, and well finished by Jay Pitts on the inside, pushing through.
Sidlow will get to 18 metres out. That'll probably be his last involvement of this first half. Out of dummy half, O'Brien. Linking with Keyes. Keyes flat pass to Jay Pitts. Jay Pitts in a hole. Jay Pitts through the hole. Jay Pitts puts the ball down. Good player from the second row. Again, you've got to say, probably being super critical. Weak defence from Oldham. And again, that exact same spot where the centre has just left the field. But Bradford won't care. Their score, their fifth try of the game. Jay Pitts with his second. And it's now Bradford 26, Oldham 0.
Yeah, I think that was a poor read from this left edge from Oldham. They can be excused. I think they've got a few players that after the reshuffle playing unfamiliar positions. So I think for the rest of this game, I wouldn't be surprised if Bradford keep attacking this edge and exploiting that that weakness.
Addy's at dummy half. Will come to the right hand side, throws a dummy to Lawaki, and then finds Keyes. Keyes goes further wide to Kieran Moss. He steps inside one, steps inside two. Now he's looking for a runner, finds it in Lawaki. Lawaki straight through the line, and Lawaki scores a very, very easy try. Kisses his hand, points to the sky, as a lot of the Kiwi guys do. But that's, again, another try that's far too easy for my liking. And Bradford lead by 32 points to nil. Lawaki with the try.
Yeah, he was never going to stop the big guy from there. Catches a half break as he gets a one-on-one with the hooker, and Yeah, the fullback had no chance with the big guys rumbling at full tilt from 10 metres out. But I think for me, the game's coming down just to the little clinical things. You watch the Oldham guys on their shift plays, and even their one-out carries, all their lines seem to be staggered. They're stop-start. They're not coming onto the ball. Balls aren't going to hand. And they all seem to be on a different page. One guy's running one way, another's coming another way. Everything seems to be breaking down. So I think come half-time, I think Scott Neil will be looking forward to getting his hands on his players at the half-time talk.
From Addy to Williams. Williams into a gap. Williams just on the outside of his man. And once he's in the clear, shut the gate. Good night. See you later. Williams scores the first try of the second half. Bradford, seventh of the game. Their lead by 38 points to nil.
Yeah, it looks like the Bulls have picked up from where they left off. That was great footwork by Dane Chisholm, and I don't think anybody actually laid a finger on him. Then he just danced straight through the line, and it was too quick and finished it off nicely under the posts.
Fowles is at dummy half. He'll come to his right and to Hewitt. Hewitt out the back to Palfrey. Little kick in behind. He's picked up by Chisholm, and he will race the length of the field to score his second try of the game. Jamal has come across,
really,
but he's not going to get him. He's not going to get him there. He chased really hard, did Jamal Chisholm. But I think Dane Chisholm still had another couple of gears to go through. He's got 90 metres. It wasn't the best kick from Palfrey, but it was the best finish from the half-back Chisholm. He scores back-to-back tries. First on 43, second on 48, and Bradford lead by 44 points to nil.
Yeah, he did really well to pick that ball up off his bootlaces then as well. From such short range from the grubber kick, he had very little time to react, and he did fantastically there to pick it up and had the pace to finish it off as well.
Chisholm to Olbison. Olbison tries to get the ball away to Wellham. Wellham with his hat-trick. That looked forward pass to me, but Chris Wellham isn't going to hang round. He gets his hat-trick. Probably number of hat-tricks in Chris Wellham's career, but he's got another one today. And that brings up the 50 points. It's 50 points to Bradford, 0 to Oldham. Chris Wellham with his third try.
Yeah, that was just too easy. That the ball to Olbison was the right option. He'd noticed the outside backs of Oldham had flew up to try and shut it down, so giving him a one-on-one with a nice short ball was the right option, and good support by Chris Wellham to finish it off as well, and he managed to drag a couple of blocks over the line with him as well.
We'll play the ball now. Addy again jumps out of dummy half to Keyes. Keyes throws a dummy and tries to get in on the action, but he's taken down on that far side by three Oldham defenders. Passes from dummy half, through hands it'll go, into the arms of Clark, further wide to Chisholm. Chisholm looking for Wellham. Wellham traps it soccer style. Oh. Wellham picks it up. Wellham with his fall. Take a bow, Chris Wellham. Brilliant soccer skills there from Wellham. The kick just bounced in front of him. He didn't panic and try and pick it up. What did he do? He dribbled it round the fullback. Then he picked it up and he plonked it down under the black dot. Four tries for Chris Wellham. 10 for Bradford Bulls. Their lead 56 points to nil.
Yeah, I think when things are going your way, they're really going your way. He got a lucky bounce there as well. Not taking anything away from his nice, neat kick that he put through, but yeah, Bradford seems to be on fire at the minute, and all of them have got no answer to it.
The ball will be driven forward by Jack Spencer, but it's been intercepted, and Joe Keyes will get the try. I didn't really see what happened there. He just went into contact. I was looking down the team sheet for Jack Spencer's name, and then the next thing, Joe Keyes has got the ball. Who cares if you're a Bradford fan? Bradford have got their 11th try and go past the 60-point mark, 62 points to nil. Joe Keyes with his first try for the Bradford Bulls. And did you see what happened there, Greeny?
Yeah, Jack Spencer was just turned to try and offload, and as he'd offloaded, there was nobody behind him, and Bradford were quicker to react than Oldham were, which isn't surprising, to be honest. They've done that much defending today. They look like they're out on their feet.
O'Brien spins the pass back to Mellor. Mellor steps inside, and Middlehurst is there for the tackle, but it's out the back. Silky hands, quality hands from the Bulls, and it's just out the back door into the arms of Williams, and he's just got a walk in from 5 metres. Nobody in front of him, and that's another try for the Bulls, and their lead by 66 points to nil.
Yeah, both Bradford centres have been a real handful all day. Both Chris Wellham and Alex Mellor have been fantastic all game, and it was a great offload from Mellor in the contact. He had a couple of blokes trying to bring him down, and then silky hands from Jay Pitts just to flick out the back, and it was a walk in for Danny Williams.
If they've any sense at all, they'll kick to the touch lines and walk to the scrum as well, and that's what the look they're going to do. But no, a little chip over the top, so inventive play, and have they got an opportunity? Referee's going to...
Let him have it.
What's he's gone to his pocket here as well? Oh, you're kidding, referee. You are kidding. What's happened there? He's chipped over the top. Oldham have regathered the ball.
I can't work out who is Simbind.
Gary Middlehurst is Simbind. Middlehurst has regathered the ball. Then when the referee said he's offside, he's just chipped the ball threw the ball down in disgust, and the referee sim-minded him. So not only are they 66-0 down, they're going to have to play 8 minutes at least with 11 men.
For, I think that was for dissent. He's obviously said something to the referee as he's run through. Must have been somewhat bad to get a straight yellow. So.
And that's, well, all I can say, Greeny, is I'm glad you're here and not Scoey, because I think we might have just have a, we might have just exploded at that point.
Might have been a rant.
Just a little one, I think. O'Brien looking for Wellham for five. Wellham is going to get five. Just carries Kieran Gill over the line with him, and far, far too easy for Bradford. They hit the 70-point mark. Even Bradford fans are going on now. 70 points to nil their lead. Chris Wellham with his fifth try of the game.
Yeah, that one was just a case of Chris Wellham was in far too much space. Obviously, I've been two men down. Everyone's got to defend that little bit of extra space. And there's some tired bodies out there in that Oldham line. And Chris Wellham just danced around his opposing centre and touched down pretty much with ease, really.
Mellett is back to the 40, I'm sure. They'll come back to their left, and they do, to Pitts, to Sidlow. Sidlow's through the middle, got support on his right. It's going to be a hat-trick for Jay Pitts, and Jay Pitts will sprint under the post, and he'll put the ball down as well, and that's a third for Jay Pitts. 76 points to nil, and it's just, unfortunately for Oldham, far, far too easy now for Bradford. There's holes all over the pitch. Sidlow with the initial break just bust up the middle of the field, and he had support left, right, middle. He picked out Jay Pitts, and Pitts sprints in from 40 metres for the 14th try of the game.
Yeah, that just comes down to fatigue on the Oldham behalf there. There's some tired bodies around that ruck, and it was very sloppy, and it was just a simple one-out carry from Adam Sidlow. Spotted a gap, went straight through it, and good support on the outside by Jay Pitts, and there was no one within 10, 20 metres of him when he put the ball down. I think Oldham have finally thrown the towel in.
O'Brien, little kick in behind, brilliant from O'Brien. Absolutely brilliant from O'Brien. Oldham thought they'd sniffed out that danger, but a perfect weighted little kick in behind. And Ethan Ryan scores his first try of the game, the 15th for the Bradford Bulls, 82 points to the nil. It was scored by the winger Ethan Ryan, but it was certainly made by a brilliant kick from the hooker Adam O'Brien.
Adam O'Brien had no right to put that kick in. Oldham had the numbers down that short side. Even with two men down, they seemed to stack that short side. There was only the hooker and the winger down that side, and about four defenders, so he had no right to get that kick in. But yeah, it was a great vision by Adam O'Brien, and a pinpoint kick, and good reaction from the winger.